virtually any area of the body can be treated with the CyberKnife. And it's particularly useful in patients in whom reoperation or retreatment with radiation therapy might not be possible.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Lacey with PR Web Podcast, and today it is my pleasure to be joined by Dr. James Schwade, the Executive Director of the CyberKnife Center in Miami and Palm Beach, Florida. Dr. Schwade, welcome to PR Web Podcast.
Thank you.
Now, Dr. Schwade, can you please start by telling me a little bit about what CyberKnife treatment is?
Well, the CyberKnife is a way of delivering a very intense dose of radiation to a very concentrated area in such a way that it destroys the tissue within a very, very tightly confined space with minimal destruction of any adjacent tissue, so that, like a surgical procedure, it can ablate, that is, destroy a tumor that's either a benign or a malignant tumor, or in some cases, vascular malformations that are causing patients symptoms or problems.
That's great. And so, Dr. Schwade, who would be prime candidates for CyberKnife treatment then?
Well, the CyberKnife can be used in a number of different situations. First of all, I should say that it is somewhat of a niche technology. It's not something that's applicable for all patients. It's only useful for lesions that are less than 6 centimeters, that is about the size of a golf ball. But it's very useful for patients who have primary tumors in the brain or vascular malformations in the brain, lung tumors, tumors of the pancreas or the liver, either primary tumors or tumors that have metastasized, that is spread to the liver, and for tumors that have spread to other areas of the body. Virtually any area of the body can be treated with the CyberKnife, and it's particularly useful in patients who have failed previous surgery or chemotherapy and radiation therapy, in whom reoperation or retreatment with radiation therapy might not be possible.
And are there any other areas in which CyberKnife treatment has been found useful?
Well, there's a great deal of interest in utilizing the CyberKnife to treat prostate cancer, either as a boost after conventional external beam irradiation or as a primary treatment. And there is not only a lot of interest, but a growing experience in utilizing the CyberKnife for prostate treatment. And we get many inquiries from patients with prostate cancer about the utility of the CyberKnife for prostate cancer.
And so, Dr. Schwade, can you tell us a little bit about some of the other benefits that patients will have with CyberKnife?
Well, first of all, unlike other forms of radiosurgery, the CyberKnife doesn't require any rigid immobilization, which means no frames have to be screwed into the patient's skull for intracranial treatments, and no immobilization is necessary for treatments in the rest of the body because the CyberKnife is able to target and know the position of the lesion that it is treating at all times and is able to correct for any patient movement. So that's a tremendous advantage. The patients don't need any immobilization. Therefore, the procedure can be done as an outpatient, doesn't require, in most cases, any sort of sedation or antibiotics or other medication, and allows the treatment to be delivered, if necessary, on multiple days and multiple sessions, rather than having to be delivered in a single session, which is often necessary with systems that require some form of rigid immobilization.
Oh, that's great. And I understand no incisions are made, no anesthesia is required, there's no blood or pain, and also no recovery time needed after the procedure.
Right. Generally, the patients are able to get off the table and walk right out. And in particular, the point that you just made that there's no incisions is very important. It's almost entirely non-invasive. There are some situations where a small gold seed marker may need to be placed to help the apparatus target. But progressively, there are programs that have been developed and are continuing to be developed that allow us to treat more and more situations without the need for these so-called fiducial markers, which are frequently necessary with other systems. So that really, there is a minimum of need for fiducial markers or any other sort of invasive procedure when using the CyberKnife.
And since CyberKnife is such a specialized treatment, where do you find most of your patients are coming from?
Well, most of our patients at the two facilities that we have come from the over 130 doctors in southeastern Florida who utilize the facilities. But we also get patients literally from all over the world. Since we are one of the most experienced CyberKnife centers in most conditions, and in particularly probably the most experienced CyberKnife or radiosurgery centers for treatment of lung lesions, we get inquiries and see patients literally from all over the world.
That's great. And so, Dr. Schwade, can you please share with us your website address and any contact information for our listeners who would like to learn more?
Sure. If you'd like to learn more, the best thing would be to go on www.CyberKnifeMiami.com or www.CyberKnifePalmBeach.com. And you can learn more about our centers and what the CyberKnife does. Or you can call 305-279-2900, which is the CyberKnife Center of Miami, and we'll be very happy to give you other information that way as well.
All right, great. We have been speaking today with Dr. James Schwade, Executive Director of the CyberKnife Centers in Miami and Palm Beach, Florida. Dr. Schwade, thank you so much for joining us here on PR Web Podcast. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we look forward to hearing from you again very soon.
Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company, this work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.